Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Tuesday. Thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, there's Vinny. Okay. I was going to say, I feel so lonely. I'm all alone.
Sorry. What happened?
Nothing. He's here now.
Oh, we were talking about right now. Hooman's going to do a story, Alice story, on Instagram for Anthony, who took first place in his beard competition.
Yeah, we've got a guy with a beard.
Yeah.
It is a thing.
It is?
Yep. He twirls it. He grooms it.
He decorates it.
Yeah.
Ornaments.
Yeah.
He beard dazzles it.
Oh.
He won the winning prize this, or the winning beard this time. He dressed as Spider-Man and then made the beard into a spider.
Oh, did he show you pictures?
Yeah, you didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I was too busy.
It's neat. He does a lot of stuff. He's pretty creative and pretty into it.
You got to be both of those to really win in the beard.
The beard
world
thing is surprising. All these young all these young men with beards.
I'm going to go see a picture.
It seems like...
Well, it's got to be kind of fun to have that. You know, with each holiday that comes by, you can, you know, theme it out. Have, like, sort of a theme beard on your face. It's, you know...
Yeah,
I mean, you could certainly grow a beard if you wanted to get into this, Vinny. I mean, it does seem
to.
Like you're...
They bother me, actually. And they bother the misses.
Oh, and that is definitely to be avoided.
Well, you want to
do all the stuff.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to kiss now?
Right. No more kissing. Not with that beard happening.
Oh, it's kind of lame.
Is it? This is the...
Yeah, it's pretty
this
trippy.
This is the Spider-Man beard?
That's neat, right?
He's walking around in a Spidey outfit, but...
Say something!
I'm looking at it. It's hard
something
to make out. Hold on, I'm going to...
What do you mean it's hard to make out? Put your glasses on. Oh, wait.
I have my thing on. Yeah, that's neat. I mean, he definitely has his own thing going on, for sure.
If you look at the Alice 973 Instagram story, I did one of Anthony, and I'll take a picture of that picture and post that as well.
Oh, there you go.
Great. Or he could forward you the picture, then you wouldn't have to take a picture of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's great, though. I mean, everyone should have, you know, something that they're kind of psyched about and a little hobby. And if it's your facial hair.
Or your backyard.
Sure. Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, that's annoying
Listen,
to people.
I'm still not crazy about the beard. But that picture's cool.
But he's got some stuff going. That's his thing.
Yeah. He lives with it. It's his deal.
Right.
I met a boy with a big beard yesterday.
Oh, a boy with a big beard.
A big beard.
And who's this boy with a big beard?
Boy.
Just some boy on the side of the road.
Beard.
But,
the side of the road.
You selling him a surfboard?
No.
Yeah, hold on a second here. What's going on with this?
No, I went to go for a surf, and some boy pulls up to park, and he was going to go too. And we start chatting, and he's got this big red beard.
Oh.
So we end up talking, and then I end up completely forgetting to put on sunscreen.
Oh, no.
And now I have a red face.
Oh, no, you're all right.
Am I?
Slightly pink, but not. It doesn't look like you're going to, you know,
you're gonna
peel
later,
off. Right?
A layer, yeah.
What about the top of your head?
It got.
Let's have a look at that.
Let's see.
It's not as bad as it could be.
Oh, it's not as bad as it could be, but it is. You are pink.
It
you got
is
a
pink,
little pink.
Yeah.
It's cute. Look healthy.
It's pink.
But I, you know.
So you were so distracted by the big boy beard that...
It's
funny when you call someone a boy, I always think, you know, like a shorty. Right. And I'm picturing a boy.
A shorty?
You know,
a kid.
Yeah.
No, I just... Anyway, we end up in the water and it was just me and him.
Oh.
No one was out.
Well, that's fun. A new friend.
It was fun.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Big bearded boy.
Just boy with a big beard.
It's so sad, though, to be in the water and thinking that that's my... that's my 50% of shark attack.
Oh. So you feel like you have a better shot the more people are in the water, the less likely you are to be the one.
I'll tell you what, I got out before he did.
Oh, and then he was alone.
It's
now
his
he's
problem.
The only. Are you ever totally alone?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
So once in a while, it's.
Well, I'm
it's
not
all
gonna,
on you.
I'm not going to leave just because I find my. In fact, that's a good thing to be, you know, have
sure.
it to yourself. But
not have to worry about sharing.
There's no doubt there's way too much shark stuff in my head.
Mm.
Whether it's just. Stories in the news or...
Jesus, Finney.
This morning, just going through Facebook as they posted, the Sharks, San Jose Sharks.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
going,
the Sharks,
I'm like, the Sharks have their own...
No, the San Jose Sharks are going to the next round of the mm-hmm. playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And they post this actual shark in the water with the Las Vegas sign above it. But it was a real right. scary shark. And then, God. Can't get away from the picture of sharks.
Do you ever have dreams where the sharks are on you or
no, but I think of it in the water sometimes.
I bet you do.
Man, if a face came out of the water right here next to me, and by a face I mean the face of a shark.
Right, I was gonna say that's
teeth.
Does the face have a big red beard?
Oh my God. I mean, what do?
Well, you swim for shore and
I
hope
think
for the
you
best.
Just freak out, right?
Right. Maybe you should, you know, pack up a gun so you can shoot the shark if anything, you know. Keep it like a waterproof pouch,
you know,
or something.
I think if
pull
it gets
out
that, and... if I become that afraid, I think I'll just stay on land.
Right.
Have you ever seen those? They can be used as a wristband or put on your ankle. They send out radioactive something so the sharks
stay away.
Oh,
the sharks
away.
Avoid them.
I've yeah. heard of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do we know
I was
if those
looking
work,
at them
or?
A couple. Well, I don't know. I was, during Vinny's birthday, I was going to suggest that we get him one. But, oh, you know, he doesn't wear, he's already got a leash on your one
yeah.
ankle, right?
I don't and think I'd wear it.
I know. I didn't want to waste money.
Well,
I didn't
feel
think
like
you'd wear it.
Any smart shark is going to go, you know. I get that that's supposed to repel me.
But in fact...
I'm feeling like maybe I need to go investigate that. Yeah,
it might beam. Right. I'm the biggest chicken-ass of all of them.
That guy seems like he's going to be easy.
He
looks
really
yummy.
Scared.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, it
I
was
mean,
a nice
Jesus.
Afternoon. I got a nice... got some exercise in. You know what's trippy? You know,
what's
we've
that?
Talked about these Apple Watches.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the missus now are like linked, and she can see my exercise and I can see hers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's neat. You can pull up other people on your...
I think that you
Can share your activity.
Is that... Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With multiple people.
You are?
With my lady, with a couple friends.
Oh.
I offer that
Anita
to you, Sarah.
Has one?
I don't really know how that all works.
Well, you said I don't want you to see how inactive I am. That's why the reason why you didn't want me to share with you.
Because
we both can see each other's.
God.
So when you accept me, I see yours, you see mine, and then you can... I'd be like, oh, Sarah did nothing today. Or you're in your yard and you killed like 800 calories. Damn, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, does it... I am actually sure. kind of curious as to what you guys are, you know, where you're
I mean,
at.
I have
like,
my
who
days.
Closes there.
Some days I'm like,
oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
And the other days I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even close the circle. I'm a loser.
You know the circle. You know, I don't think I wear the watch long enough to do my... I never my stand-up one. I guess I'm just not wearing it for 12 hours straight. I must take it off because I never close that ring.
For morning show people, it's really easy because you wake up so early.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to close the stand-up.
Yesterday I crushed it. 107 minutes of exercise and...
Jesus
876
Christ.
Calories.
That's a ton.
I doubled my
didn't come
achievement.
Anywhere near that. See, that's the thing. I don't need to be measuring myself. I have enough self-confidence problems. I don't need to be measuring myself against other people.
Yeah, you do.
No, I really
Let's
don't.
Do it.
I don't want to.
I'm going to friend you.
I don't want to friend you back. I don't even know how to do it. I don't know where I look to get
phone.
All this stuff.
It'll show up. When he requests it, it'll show up and
sure.
say accept
I'm
or decline.
Decline.
Yeah, I'm going to. Don't you dare decline
I'm
me.
You know what? I'm going to go and invite you to.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
gonna
all
just
going
to
invite
say no
you
to
you.
All of that. That just doesn't seem like something
Sarah.
I need to be up to.
Sarah.
Sarah. Storms are brewing Send. In your eyes. Oh.
I invited you just now.
Well, Okay, thanks.
I'll meet you on my watch.
I do love the watch, though. It's something that I really didn't think I would care about, but just it's a
surprising
nice thing to have. I'm always checking, you know, my heart rate, whatever it is.
Nobody's done anything except me so far.
Oh, you do have a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Oh. Please don't accept from me.
I'll show you. I'm just showing you. Nobody's done anything. 0%. I'm the only one.
Right. Hey. I'm friending Bryn, too.
Yeah. I don't want to share with you guys.
Yeah, you're sharing with me.
Does this all?
We're going to become watch buddies.
Oh, okay. Sarah, you better share with them.
Yeah, share with us.
What did you get a watch?
And by the way, your boy, did you hear the disappointment in him? Oof.
What did he say?
As you were saying, I don't want everyone to know how inactive I am. He was like, oh my God.
I don't really want that. You know, I mean, it's fine that you guys all know in theory, but when you see it, and on the weekend, I don't even wear it. So it doesn't seem like a. And then let me ask you this. Am I going to get popped up status reports about you guys all
maybe
throughout the day?
Yeah, you know what I'll start
doing. I'm going to be reminded of how inactive I am as I watch you guys burn all your calories. Say, I don't like this. I think that's
like
too much.
Either.
Vinny closed
too
all three
pressure
rings today. Or Vinny doubled his achievements or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Oh, no.
Say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it.
No, I don't like it. I'm going to just decline.
And when I see that you are inactive, I'm going to call or I'm going to text and make sure you're okay.
Your
are you
ass
okay?
Oh, my God.
According to your wife, watch, you're dead.
You gonna do it?
Zero heart rate. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, two requests right now, sir.
If I do say yes to it, can I?
You can remove it later, yes.
Don't remove me.
Yeah, it's like defriending someone on Facebook.
Can't do that.
Don't defriend anyone on Facebook.
I don't want any of this.
I don't like it.
You're doing it.
Did you do it?
I'm not gonna sit and do it while we're on the air.
Why not?
Because it looks like it's a multi-step program.
It's as simple as clicking yes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It just seems like it's gonna be too much.
Brad, go over there and show her how to do it.
This is super dumb.
Friends got it.
Vinny and I are just friends right now. We just Apple Watch friends.
Bryn, just grab her phone and do it, buddy.
Give me your phone.
It's right there. I'm not doing
it. Good job.
She's going to have to unlock
hey,
it.
Hey, check this
grab
out.
Grab her finger.
Oh, look, I'm friends with whoa, Bryn's already got some exercise.
How did he do that?
So I got a breath everywhere I go, remember?
Oh. So when you get out of breath, it if your heartbeat goes up, it counts out as exercise?
Yeah.
Because you're running around.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Don't just hyperventilate, though. That's not going to get you the... That's not
I'm actually
not
trying
point
to think about things in my house that move, like maybe a fan I can attach it to.
Oh, that's stupid.
Oh, my God. I just accepted.
All done. Right.
Woo. Was that a multi-step process?
It did seem like... I mean, it took him full 30 seconds.
Invitation accepted.
Yay.
Boy, you really haven't moved.
I haven't.
I get less than zero.
No, I have some stuff on there. Look,
now.
My rings are starting to...
What are you, walking backwards?
Yeah. Wouldn't it measure that too? Stop it. That's not funny.
Listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I told you the other day I watched some show about the early days of heavy metal, which was just pathetic.
That was funny.
So what I actually had done was I was just looking for music documentaries, and that one came up, and I went, well, I might as well push play, and it was just... bad bands from the 80s.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, well, I told you, I had to walk out on it. It's so bad.
Right.
It wasn't the good metal bands that you know of. Somehow they got Ozzy to do it, but after that, it dropped all the way down to bands like, do you know Lizzie Borden?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
You might like this. To me, I went...
No, they had one song, Lizzie Borden and the Axes, right? Or something like that?
I don't know. It was awful.
But
they're awful.
That's what happens, you know. Whenever they do a documentary and they sort of try to gather up the, they have to go with the people that are like, yeah, I'll do it. I haven't done anything since the 80s.
Well, they did
Lizzie
it.
Lizzie Borden is that Lizzie Borden on the?
This is just Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, anyway, they did it then, so they still all had the big
hairspray. These are interviews
these
from
are
back
real,
in the day.
Yeah, and these are the guys that are, and it's just pathetic.
They didn't do a. Where are they now?
No.
Kind of segment.
But anyway, so I found one about Rush.
Oh.
And speaking of star power, so here's a band that most people don't like. Or
don't
weirdly,
say that.
Well, it's weird because they don't get any cred. They don't have any hits. And yet they had every celebrity in the world wanting to talk about Rush. And it was as they're doing this sort of here's how they started. And they even show them as little boys.
Oh.
Like, really little boys.
Where was this on Netflix?
Yes, I think so.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
You would
love
it.
Rush.
I know, me too. And so I'm watching
I feel like
it.
They had hits. They just haven't had any hits since like the 90s started.
No, but they're a band that.
I know. Sometimes people whine about his voice or something. That bums me out because I actually love his voice so much.
Oh, they even, some people are even like, man, that guy's big nose. And then they're bad clothes. Like, they even talk about how
I love
they
them.
Didn't know what to wear. So they kept trying. Like, at one point, they're wearing kimonos because they didn't know what else to wear.
Kimono.
In fact, yeah. They said we were in San Francisco for a show, which I bet was the Fillmore, and they went to Japan and ended up buying a bunch of kimonos to take on tour.
Funny.
And that was their thing that year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
What a goofy thing to choose.
And then they show all this stage footage, and they're all in kimonos, and you just go, yikes. That really is a lack of a clue.
What was their best look? Did I don't
after you know what they said? They went on tour with some band that made endless fun of them for their get-ups, and they finally dropped the get-up.
So they just wore jeans.
They just wore what they wear, and
yeah,
they got over it. But
that's
it was
you
know what's neat? The reason I bring it up, maybe it's I don't know why I bring it up because you and I like Rush. I think that's why. They have a moment where they did this album, and it was too extravagant for anyone who. No one cared, and it was almost over for them.
Which
like
album?
They were starting to build, and then they released. I don't know if it was Hemispheres. It was the one before 2112.
It might have been Hemispheres.
And
there's some wacky like science rock on
there. Yeah, well, that's they said they couldn't even play it when they were making
they
the
perform
record
it live.
They like tried to. We almost killed ourselves making this record. It was too hard for even us, and we wrote it
right.
So anyway, they're about to go under. It's almost over for them. And they persevere. So it's a neat story is they...
Because they're still...
The record label was like, you guys suck. You don't sell anymore and no one's coming to your shows. And then they turn around and do 2112 and they're saved.
And it's a weird thing to say that 2112 is the thing that saved them because
that's also extreme.
It's very extreme. And there aren't really radio songs on that. I mean, there's no like the main piece of that record is something like 21 minutes long. And then there's these like and it has all these movements. So it's like a modern day classical piece.
Well, but it worked enough that they were saved.
You know, right. People were like, oh, my God.
It was neat, though. You know
album.
What they said? They go, We became who we are supposed to be when we released Moving Pictures. And I was like, yep, you're right.
What are the songs on that?
Tom Sawyer, Red Barchetta, YYZ. Is it YYZ? That one.
What? Play some Rush. You started.
No,
you
I
gave
was,
me a little,
yeah.
little. Oh, there we go. All right. Turn this up really loud.
You want me to jump ahead or no?
No.
So neat.
It's just wonderful.
And they had some drummer guy before.
Yeah, that first record is some other guy. There's songs on that. Fly By Night, Working Man.
Working Man was their first hit.
So that whole first record doesn't even have Neil on it. And I feel like Neil is the heartbeat of that band. Da-da-da-da.
Anyway, you should take a look at that. It's really neat.
I will. That actually sounds like something I would watch. Well, here we are. Tuesday morning, 6:03. Oh, here we go. Oh, damn it. Oh, okay. This is their first. Oh, you're just switching back and forth on me. Catch the mist. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wish we could just... play a half hour of Rush right now. For me, baby S's eyes.
Oh my God.
White.
Wait till you hear this, too. As a DJ, you'll love this. When their album first came out, Working Man or whatever, that you know how DJs always look for bathroom songs?
Yes.
That's when they got this first record. The DJ who played it was like, we're always looking for bathroom songs. And this album had a bunch of long songs on it. So they got airplay in Cleveland so a DJ could go to the bathroom.
DJs need that. Well, we did back in the day. Now everything just runs on a computer.
Right.
I guess that's what I am. All right. Sorry, Michael Martin. We'll play the Alice music now. Here we go. It's Max Nash. We'll be right back with the trash.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.